This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Sam, you having a good day?
I am having a fantastic day.
Dan, how about you? You having a good day over there,
buddy? I'm having a great day. Ready to dance? This music's getting me going.
Dana Wright.
How's your day going?
I just wanted to go to the bank. Just wanted to go to the bank, boys. Just wanted to go to the bank.
Make a small withdrawal?
Nope. Scott was making a deposit.
Okay. Taking care of your chores and your
errands. Worse, though. You were giving up money.
Yep. We are looking for witnesses.
Okay.
If you were in the area of 87th and Lackman Road around 12:52 p.m., specifically in front of the Sherwin-Williams that is adjacent to the Westlake Ace Hardware that is adjacent to, shameless plug, UMB Bank. A bench chasing a dog struck my car.
And why was the bench... It was metallic, I believe.
It was, Scott.
Why was the bench chasing the dog?
We're looking for witnesses because someone on this gorgeous day leashed their dog and then tethered the leash to a metal grate patio bench. Mm-hmm. The dog on this gorgeous day then takes off running like in the children's book of Fly went by. It sounded like a shopping cart on its side at a high rate of speed flying through the parking lot.
That dog was strong and fast.
It's a gorgeous day out. My windows were down and I hear this awful metal frantic sound. I turn around assuming the end of days is near.
Okay.
And it is a dog, this poor dog, terrified, because the faster the dog runs, the faster the bench gives chase.
It's kind of how that works.
And starts to bouncy bounce.
So I stop my car. I'm thinking this dog is going to be struck by a car. It's frantic. Let me see if I can try to free him. And like a childhood playground game of tetherball, that bench goes flying around and around through the air. Mm-hmm. And then strikes my car. Mm. You cannot make that up.
And I have never been so proud to have a boring life than I am right now.
Someone in this town right now is missing a dog and a bench.
Well, I think Sherwin-Williams is missing the bench and somebody else is missing a dog.
And that dog is probably still going, being chased by the bench.
Oh, honestly, no. When the bench came flying off like in a scene of The Matrix, or dare I say John Wick, the bench goes flying through the air, strikes my car, simultaneously untethering itself from the dog. Oh. And the dog then goes flying across 87th Street.
Well, thank you for being the hero in this situation because you did stop your vehicle to take the bench from the dog.
Oh, I took the brunt of it.
You did. You took the bench from the dog.
So these dinglings, you guys say to me.
Who, us?
Yes. You ought to check your Tesla. I bet it caught that on camera. It did.
No. You called the radio station and you said to Sam and me, call Sherwin-Williams. I want the camera footage from their parking lot, to which Sam and I said, you don't need it. Your car recorded the entire thing, to which you said, oh, yeah, you're right. And then we got the footage from your car.
Oh, it recorded it. Would you like to describe the dog?
Sure. It was it was not a husky, but it looked kind of like a...
I'm going to go Australian Shepherd, Scott.
And half husky.
A
kind of a mutt.
I was getting a terrier vibe a little bit.
It was frisky.
He was quick.
Boy, he was running from something.
And man, was he making that bench fly.
There is a man in a Porsche convertible that happened to be driving by that witnessed this. At first, I thought, is this the dog's owner? Hmm. No, no, no. This was just a man that was like, he witnessed the chaos, did not understand what was happening, sort of was shaking his head and laughing.
Dana, from the text line, did you call to report this? They're suggesting that a judge could issue a bench warrant.
All right. Out! This did do damage to my car.
It did.
Who tethers a dog to a 5-pound bench? This, well, you guys, this is the kind of bench that is outdoor only, on the patio. It's made out of that, like, cheap wrought iron. Not wrought iron. Wrought iron is heavy.
So my guess is it is somebody who was shopping in Sherwin-Williams.
Or some other store nearby.
Right.
And, well, you're going to know because right now at 210, you're missing a dog and a metal bench.
No one expects the dog to take off with the bench. I mean, you tie the dog up, you go into the store.
So somebody was either in Westlake Ace Hardware, Sherwin-Williams, looking at paint colors. Maybe they're going to repaint a room in their home. And they thought, I'm just going to go in here for a second. I'll leave Fido outside.
He's not going to take off. This bench is secure.
What we didn't know is that Fido is a big Queen fan and had a song playing in his head, I Want to Be Free. Yeah. And Fido took to running.
Now, we have a lot of concern about the dog.
You should be concerned about the dog because the dog, trust me, was fine and hyper and happy and I think scared by the noise.
Yeah.
Because when I tried to get out of the car, I was like, whoa, 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 buddy. Like, I'm going to help you. The noise was so loud, as you can imagine. Like,
from the bench?
From the bench. Like, picture taking a shopping cart, like I said, put it on its side, and then drag it at an extremely high rate of speed on asphalt. That was the noise it was making. So the dog was scared. I got out to try to help. And then the bench just went flying into my car, and the dog bolted. That's why I think this is a sheepdog, you guys. It bolted. And there's a dog park right there. And there's a bunch of,
so
you
maybe
know,
they were at the dog park before.
Well, it wouldn't make any sense for the dog to be tethered to a bench outside of the dog park. Dog parks are built so that you can release the dog inside the dog park.
It was probably somebody walking a dog, tied them off, went into the store, and I'll come back for Fido.
Mm-hmm.
And Fido's like, uh-uh, I'm out of here.
Sam, is it warm in your studio today?
Oh, my gosh.
I can hear the fan in the background.
I am so sorry for the sound of the fan. I decided today I am not going to be sweating for 4 hours straight.
I'll bring you our fan. It's much more quiet.
Yeah. Seriously, though, did you see where the dog went?
I believe it happened so fast, Sam. I mean, this is one of those moments where, like, do you swear to raise your right hand? Because I knew when I got back to work, no one was going to believe this happened. I knew no one was going to believe that this had happened.
And this was in Lenexa?
Yeah, 87th and Lackman Road.
Yeah, that dog is in South Olathe now, just dragging that bench.
At that speed?
The bench did detach after it struck my car. And so, you know, yes, concern for the dog, because the dog, by the time I even knew what was going on and I got out of my car, dog was gone. The man in the black convertible Porsche kept driving. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do I do? I'm just trying to go to the bank. I didn't realize my car was damaged till we got back here to the station.
Did you ever get to the bank?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Thankfully, it is minimal damage, but
it is minimal. There's some paint damage to your car. A little buffer.
Not what you want to have to deal with on your way to the bank on a Tuesday.
You know those ads that say we've seen a lot because we've covered a lot?
Mm-hmm.
No. No one has seen. No one. This has not ever happened to anyone.
From the text line from 6162, Dana, you just need to never leave your home. The universe is obviously against you. Only you can have so many dumb ass things happen every single day.
It's almost, what else is there to say? This was just such an amazing event. You know, it's almost like a benchmark moment.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Am I going to
out?
I truly hope the dog is microchipped. I truly hope that if you're listening and it's a nice day out, for whatever reason, you don't tether your dog. Maybe they were walking, like going into a Starbucks and you can't take your dog in.
Yeah.
Check the weight of the bench before you loop your leash onto a projectile that could have killed me.
From the text line, is it possible that service dogs now come with benches?
No. Seen it, covered it. At Farmers Insurance, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. So call 1-800-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.